support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden was not found to have retained classified documents willingly, but in his report, special counsel Robert Hur claimed Biden was an elderly man with a poor memory. In a televised statement, the president responded Thursday.
My memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen?
Biden also criticizing Israel's actions in Gaza, saying the response to the Hamas invasion has been, quote, over the top. Right now in East Tennessee, a manhunt for a suspect who killed a deputy and injured another during a Thursday traffic stop. Former President Trump, the projected winner of the Nevada caucuses on Thursday. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was not on the caucus ballot. During a Thursday hearing, the Supreme Court appeared highly skeptical of Colorado's ruling to disqualify former President Trump from the ballot based on a section of the 14th Amendment that prevents insurrectionists from holding office. This is ABC News. Two more women are now accusing ex-Marvel actor Jonathan Majors of abuse. That, according to the New York Times, he's already been found guilty of assaulting an ex-girlfriend. With the Super Bowl just days away in Las Vegas, ABC's Alex Stone is there and says,
okay, don't roll your eyes, but yes, part of this Super Bowl will be about Taylor Swift. She is part of the Chiefs' story this year. Head coach Andy Reid credits her with bringing fans to the game, and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, says he's focused on playing right now. She's focused on her concert. He didn't know if it was in Singapore or Japan. It's Japan.
She's just working on entertaining them, making sure she's ready for her performances and everything.
The math has been done, and she should have no problem getting back in time. Alex Stone, ABC News, Las Vegas.
The FCC now outlawing the use of AI-generated voices and robocalls. The ruling takes effect immediately. And the erupting volcano in southwestern Iceland appears to be slowing down. It's the third eruption since December. I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
Always a good time when you stop in at Ooga Brewing in Beaver Dam. You're invited to enjoy live music from Dave and Mazzy Saturday night, February 10th from 7 to 10. And Ooga Brewing presents Fly Time with the Aldo Leopold chapter of Trout Unlimited Thursday night, February 22nd at 6:30. It's all happening at Ooga Brewing Company, located at 301 South Spring Street, part of Beaver Dam's vibrant downtown.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10, on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, WISS.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An attorney with energy company Enbridge tried to vacate an order that would shut down part of the Line 5 pipeline that goes through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas Reservation. Enbridge's attorney argued before a federal appellate court Thursday. They say that a treaty between the United States and Canada bars any authority from impeding the flow of oil between the countries. A federal judge last year ordered the pipeline to be moved off the reservation within 3 years. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his ninth day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least three inmates who died at Waupun that year. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 129-105. Milwaukee's lost five of their last six games. Doc Rivers blaming it on the team's travel schedule.
You know, you come back from the trip we just came back from, you know, sleep patterns. And then I've never seen the, you know, just the flights that they had us time change coming back, back-to-backs. insane. Having said that, no one feels sorry for you.
NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame announcing its new class of inductees, including two former Packers, Julius Peppers, and offensive lineman Steve McMichael. The Bears' Devin Hester also voted in. The Chiefs and former Packers Marquez Valdez-Scantling says playing with Aaron Rodgers was a difference maker in his career.
Aaron is one of my closest friends, probably one of the best teammates I've ever played with in my entire life. I'm forever indebted to him. You know, him giving me this opportunity throughout my 4 years in Green Bay. He's a great teammate, great friend, great leader. Love the guy to death.
That's the Chiefs MVS. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a lot cooler today and still a little on the breezy side. Mostly cloudy, 42 will be our high today with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, even cooler, 37 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Happy Friday to you, everybody. Mr. Schmidt has the day off, but capable replacement. As Larry McCarron would say, Larry, fabulous. How you doing?
That's right. Larry never called me Frank. Always called me fabulous.
Well, we're calling him Frank Hermans today.
Thank you, Johnny.
How you doing, Frank? It's good to see you.
You know, people always said I kind of look like the mayor. No, I don't.
I don't see that. I don't think you're on camera. Is he not on camera?
Definitely not on camera.
There we go.
I don't look like the mayor.
Stay away from me there.
I'm a little bit taller than
most.
Than the mayor.
than most in general. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, thanks for asking me today to be here. I love getting up in the morning a little bit earlier than normal, but I like coming. It gets me going, talking to you and Jim when I'm here in the morning. I kind of feel like, I don't know, more intelligent? Is that a word?
Is that
two words.
You mean like smarter?
Smarter.
Yes. Yes. Smarter?
Smarter.
Because you're smarter than us? Is that it's like like you're the smartest guy in the room now?
No. The synapses.
But that's why I'm taking
They start going.
That's why I'm taking it. How's your show going?
You know what? We opened up last weekend. Great rave reviews, standing
I'm
ovations.
I'm going to see you in Manitowoc next week.
You're coming to Manitowoc?
Yes, indeed.
Valentine's Day.
I know.
Ooh. Bringing a sweetie?
Well. What do you think?
Yeah, okay, all right, it's Valentine's Day.
I kind of wanted to go to the GB game, and there's been a discussion.
And they're doing so great.
But Jim won't even let me go. Jim won't let me go.
Why?
Because he said, I'm not sitting with you on Valentine's Day.
Okay. But he lost the bet yesterday.
Yes. I know it doesn't matter. How many bets has he lost?
Yes.
How many does he cash in on?
Come on. You know that.
I bet if it was the other way around, he'd be like, all right, let's do this right now.
Do you know what I realize he does? He'll make these crazy bets.
Yep.
And I was up $40 on him, wasn't I? $40. Now it's down to 30. And what he does, he won't pay. He'll just keep saying, he'll just keep going and going and going.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Doubles down.
Yeah.
Hey, if you do
like
this,
like an unlimited line of credit at the casino type thing. He's him.
He's that guy. He is that guy.
So what kind of songs do you do in your new show, Franco?
It's all music from the 60s, like Black is Black, I want my baby
That's
back.
My era, baby.
So Spanky and Our Gang, stuff like that. You know, there's so many great songs. And some of the girls do some, like the Rolling Stones, Time is on My Side.
Oh,
man. We have Lisa Borley just nails that song. And there's so many great, there's a lot of great music from the Summer of Love, baby.
Yeah, 69?
68, 69. Yeah,
that was a great era for music.
It was.
Some really bad songs, though, too.
Oh, there's some stuff that sucked.
Sugar, Sugar.
Come on, really?
Sugar, Sugar.
Oh, Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. Huh?
Had to do that, huh?
I'm sorry.
1910 Fruit Gum Company. Remember them?
I do. The Fruit Gum.
Yummy, yummy, yummy.
Yummy, I got love in my tummy. Oh, that is a bad song.
Bad song.
I'm going to say that's a bad song. But wasn't there a great song with Sugar? There's a little crazy place across the shack.
Yeah, the Sugar
I like
Shack.
That was good.
Okay, that's good. Huh? But 69 was a good era for music.
It was.
CCR was great. Mm-hmm. I think Fortunate Son came out that year.
That was such a big album.
Yeah.
I think every song on that album was a hit.
It was amazing. Yeah. Loved that. Yep. Loved yep. that. Yep. I love CCR. They were great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the great groups. That was it, there were great groups. And then it was that kind of transformational kind of era where music started changing a little bit, but some of those groups were just getting started. I mean, even like the Eagles go way back where they were just kind of formulating, and Bob Seger and those kind of guys were start to cut their teeth.
Well, those dudes got there, and they hooked up with Linda Ronstadt.
Yes.
They were the backup band forever.
Yes.
And you could hear their harmonies on some of those songs and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, you know, 74, they start doing their own thing.
Right. Same with Bob Seger.
Bob Seger.
Yeah.
And they're all from Detroit. Him and Glenn Fry.
How about him and Glenn Fry from the same neighborhood in Detroit?
And when I see pictures of those guys when they were like in high school together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't feel, you know what?
What?
You see a lot more of those coming out now, pictures of people. In high school.
It's called the intranet.
And they weren't.
Internet.
I feel better of how I looked in high school.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, because I mean,
the Nagani High School
what
photo.
What about it? John, you were seeing me in high school?
I saw your Heisman pose. You're a football. You're kind of a stud up there.
Oh, yeah.
The Italian Stallion.
Think if I was your size.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You'd dominate.
Yeah, dominate. I can't believe you didn't play high school football.
You know, I played until I was a freshman in college and a freshman in college in high school.
Well, I was at Wisconsin.
And then we moved to a little place in Arkansas. Dad was a union electrician and worked on nuclear plant shutdowns.
IBW.
And we moved to Arkansas. They didn't have a football program.
In Arkansas?
But I started varsity basketball my sophomore year down in. That was kind of cool.
Isn't Arkansas a big football state?
It is, but there was no football because we had, I think I had 17 kids in my class.
Oh, wow.
That was one of those.
Kind of redneck?
Yeah.
Was it really?
Big time.
What was that like?
I would have been valedictorian, just to let you know, and I'm a C student. Not saying that it was just a little different. You know, everything I got down there, I'd already had algebra and geometry.
Oh,
but
wow.
I got there, they didn't offer that until you were a senior in high school. So I had to take general math as a sophomore.
Okay. I so wish Jim was here.
I kicked ass.
Because he gives me so much crap about me taking general math. And I even had advanced general math.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah.
You're doing fractions there, brother. Maybe
math.
Even decimals.
One and two. By the way, Sheila says, don't forget the Monkees in 69.
You know what? The Monkees were so huge. They had that year, you know, it was only out for two seasons. You know, think
was
about
it. Really?
Yeah. It's crazy. We own every Monkee episode. My wife is a huge Monkees fan, knows every song. In fact, I did a Monkees song in the show. She's done a few of them. But yeah, it was like that 2-year period, 67, 68, and then 69, they were touring. They were touring.
Did they do their own singing?
They did their own singing.
Oh, I thought they were a studio band.
No. Oh my God, John.
I did.
Maybe
I'm thinking of the Partridge Family. Maybe.
Mike Nesmith wrote the beat of a different drum for Linda Ronstadt.
I didn't know this.
Mike had many writing credits.
I remember the big urban legend that Peter Tork was Eric Torkelson's brother.
Yes.
Remember that?
Come on. Torkelson and Tork.
Yes.
You know, I remember
that was
like,
the big rumor that Peter Tork.
Oh, gosh.
Yes, was Eric Torkelson's brother.
Well, it does have Tork in it.
Yes, it does.
You know,
yes,
so
it does.
It didn't have Tork, but it had
By
Tork.
By the way, happy birthday today. Today is National Pizza Day. You pizza guy, Frankie? Everybody's
I
pizza
love
day.
Pizza.
Who doesn't love pizza?
Yeah, I'm
a pizza guy. International Winter Bike to Work Day.
I feel sorry for people that do that.
I want one of those big fat tires.
Oh, the fat tires with the battery
like
operator.
$3,000.
They're crazy. I've looked at
them. I don't
got
that kind of money.
Well, you got battery power, and they go like as fast as a car. That's pretty scary.
Joe Pesci is 81.
Joe Pesci.
I always said if they did a life story of me, I want Joe Pesci to play the part.
You'd be Joe Pesci?
No, he would play me.
Oh, he would play you.
He would play me.
The two Yucha on
Exactly, but he'd have to be like Cousin Vinny. Exactly. I think that'd be a... Funny how? Like, funny, funny?
Can you imagine Joe Pesci doing like a Youper accent?
Oh my God, that'd be phenomenal.
I could totally see
Joe Pesci doing Youper.
He's a great actor.
Mia Farrow, 79.
Yeah.
She was great in a couple of movies. Broadway Danny Rose. You ever see Broadway Danny Rose?
I have not.
I would think you would see those kind of movies.
I do.
Woody Allen movie. You're an entertainer guy. And here I am
I'm
telling
an artsy
you
guy.
About entertainment movies. That's
and
disappointing.
I'm an artsy guy, and I do like Woody Allen. Some of his stuff sucks, though.
Yeah.
You know? And then
you know what was on not long ago, and I was thinking about this, Manhattan.
Yeah.
And I've always been a fan of the Hemingways.
But okay. Yeah.
It's terrible. Tragedy. Yeah. Muriel Hemingway. Yeah. And the reason I say that is because my first job was in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Okay.
And we used to go to Sun, and we used to go to Sun Valley all the time to cover ski things, ski races. And I met their dad. He was like president
Ernest?
Of Ducks.
No, I'm kidding.
His son.
His son, I know.
Who was president of the Ducks Unlimited in the Wood County. And so I'd see them at the lodge once in a while. So I've always been a big fan. But that movie nowadays, I mean, he'd go, she was like 17, and he was this like 50-year-old guy. It's like, now it's really uncomfortable seeing that.
You know, I look at the old Woody Allen movies, and I got to say, I see Curb Your Enthusiasm just a little bit how that style of comedy, all of the, you know, being oblivious but saying the obvious kind of a weird thing.
Yeah.
And Woody Allen, sometimes, I didn't find him good.
A little uncomfortable. I agree. I'm with you on that one.
Uncomfortable, yeah.
I'll tell you what, though. But, love Curb.
Oh. Curb Your, come on. The guy is worth $500 million.
And he's still doing
stuff. I know. And this is his last season.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even know they were going to come back.
I went and
I think it's great they're back.
The gentleman that's in God,
although
I
used to love Super Dave on there.
Super Dave was Super great. Dave, he then passed he died. Away. Yeah. I miss Super Dave.
You're kind of a Super Dave kind of guy.
Huge Super Dave fan. You know, and he had that voice, and he just kept that. He was a straight man.
Never laughed.
Never laughed.
Never smiled.
Remember the Dave Byrne Comedy Hour? Dave Byrne, he was a comedian, and he did all these impersonations.
David Byrne.
Was it Dave?
From IXX?
No.
Okay.
David, great golfer, by the way. Anyway, Byrne.
Well, he doesn't. By now, he should be pretty good.
It's all he does.
God, David.
All I see him is like on trips golfing.
And that's right. That's all he does.
With his buddies. Does he drink a lot?
And he sells. No, I don't think so.
I think he drinks Diet
Coke. He sells
Coke.
Like 50 cars a month.
Is that what he does?
I was talking to somebody. He said he's unbelievable.
Well,
unbelievable,
he knows everyone. Does he do voiceover work? Have you had him on the show yet?
I have not. We should.
You know, I got to give him a call.
We should.
Yeah.
Because we consider ourselves cousin, kind of.
Well, yeah.
Because his mom's whole side is all Italian, and we have the same food, exactly the same food, the antipasto, the homemade antipasto, things like that. So we consider ourselves kind of cousins. We should get a hold of him. I wonder if he's up. Think he's up?
I don't know. I'll text him.
Oh, okay. Text him. Let's do it.
Wow, this conversation has gone all the way around, man.
What a crazy night last night, though. Tornadoes touched down.
Yes, I saw it.
Around Milwaukee and Madison. Only time ever, right? Amanda?
Yeah, first time in February in Wisconsin.
Any injuries? I hope not.
Not that I've seen. I know that today they're going to see how many were in the area because there were reports of maybe more than one.
Wow. And then Amber Alert in the middle of the night. I'm sure everybody got that.
Yeah, yeah.
Has that turned out? Did they find him?
I haven't heard anything yet either.
Four young kids.
Yeah. I got that first one at 4 o'clock or 2 o'clock this
morning. I heard you didn't fall
back
asleep.
And I've been up since. You ever have that? Where you
all the
just
time.
Can't, and you try everything. Like, I'm going to watch TV for 20 minutes and then I'm going to go back to sleep. Then you start watching something. Oh, this is pretty good. And you keep watching it.
Well, what happens?
And then it's like, it's 4. Yep. Do I even try to go back to sleep or do I just
The dopamine hit you hard and kept you awake. That's what happens. These hormones start popping out of your head because you see this and you can't go back to sleep.
I couldn't.
It's just the way it is.
I know. But I had a real good dinner last night.
Oh,
you ever have something like that and then I kind of put to sleep? Went to a great friend. Went to Nicky's last night. Nicky's.
Love Nicky's.
Been to Nicky's for 100 years. And with Tommy and the gang and had a muffaletta. And gumbo. Fantastic. Wow. By the way, we're getting some really good soup coming in here today.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to get some really good soup.
Who's coming in?
Wait till you'll see. Oh, we'll see.
Okay.
Two of my favorite Woody Allen shows says, Terry, Annie Hall, and everything you want to know about sex, but we're afraid to ask.
Wow.
I did not see that one.
Wow.
Did you? No?
No.
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 All right.
I haven't seen a lot of Woody Allen movies.
You don't go to movies, right? Didn't you tell me that one time?
I'm a huge movie. What are you talking about?
I thought you told me one time you don't go to movies anymore.
No. In fact, my son, Austin, that's our thing. We go to a movie. I didn't know that. The Beekeeper. We just saw it. We saw Argyle last week.
How was The Beekeeper? Good.
Beekeeper was amazing.
You want to
Jason
know a movie?
Statham, my God.
You want to know a movie that I thought I was going to really like in
what?
Oppenheimer.
Really?
Yeah. I'm so into history. You know that. And it just...
With the political aspect, maybe. Yeah.
All right. We got to set a quick break. Frank Hermans is joining us today. The mayor has the day up. We'll be back. Lots coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm.
built for real life.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Bubble show. Bubble show. Bubble show. Bubble show. Bubble show. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, Jim Hazard, Frank Hermans. Capably filling in. You do any of his stuff?
You know, I'm just digging your music, man.
Yeah, I know.
Right? I wanted to ask you about your opening. Do you pay Rush for that? I mean,
a lot.
I tell you, with the Limelight, what a great song to open up a
Isn't
show.
Isn't it, though? Perfect.
It works.
It's perfect.
Nobody else uses it.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Todd, our producer, found that
Todd
one.
Todd got that, huh?
Todd's amazing. Yeah, he's incredible.
Well, he called me. Yeah. I talk to Todd every once in a while.
Come in.
Well, I bought some advertising.
I walked by your place last night. Let's talk about something.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
So walked by your place yesterday. I do my walk.
Sure.
I do about 45 minutes a day.
Sure.
5,000 steps. Just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
And I walked by your place on Broadway. Mm-hmm. I just kind of like tried to open the door.
Well,
nobody's,
of course you
nobody's
did.
There.
No alarms went off.
No alarms. Uh-uh. And you know what I didn't realize, though, Frank, until I saw the picture on your wall? How many people you have in your group?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought you had like 8. What do you have, like 20-some?
We have 17 employees.
17, okay.
17 employees,
that's
including
fantastic.
Sound and light and, you know, social media marketing and stuff like that. And really, we're just a troop. And then, you know, PMI is our main employer.
Yeah.
You know, that we at the Meyer Theater. They do all the marketing. And we have, you know, we're kind of like, you know, I don't know, a corporation.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
You got your own corporation.
I got my own corporation.
So tell me what happened last night in your neighborhood.
Well, it actually happened 2 nights ago.
Oh, 2 nights ago.
And I got a call from a detective, let's just say.
Okay.
Mr. Hermans, we're wondering if we can look at your video cameras.
Because I noticed on your door it said, smile, you're on camera.
Yep.
Gave a little wave like, hey, I'm just stopping in to say hello, Frank, and then I left.
It's not just to scare you. There really are cameras.
Okay, I believe it.
So I got 3 cameras, and one is in the back, okay? One is in the back.
Sure.
Like, I got a little area in the back of my building. It's kind of like a nook, so you can go in there. A lot of crazy things happen there, just to let you know.
I can imagine.
Yeah, late at night in Broadway. So, the old school bar got robbed.
Wow.
And they said, hey, between 6:30 and 8:30, do you have video of this? So I looked, sure enough, there's a young man, and I don't, you know, I'm not going to say who it is because there's under investigation. I can't post it.
But you showed me the video. There is a guy back there.
There is a guy, and it looks like he has something in his hand that's not what you should have. And they said, that's the guy.
Wow.
Because they had other video, but not as good as mine.
But then it matched.
Because he looked right up. Because my light comes on. I got
motion.
The camera motion light came on, and you can see his face.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I could be like investigating.
Look at you. Look at you.
I'm feeling
Mr.
good.
Technology with all your stuff.
Breaking the law. Don't do it at my place.
A lot of those little bars I used to go to like once in a while. They're closed now. What was it? The filling station or something?
John.
Then
nobody
we got
goes
Rum
up.
Runners. Those used to be kind of cool little bars.
It's not the thing anymore.
It's
you
not.
You know, young people, they do not gather like they used to.
Yeah.
And when they do gather, it's always at some swanky. Can
I
say swanky place?
You can say swanky.
Swanky. And where we would go to numerous bars because we would drive.
Yeah, the neighborhood kind of bars.
You don't drive around.
No, you go to an area and walk, huh?
That's what you do.
Which is great. I mean.
It is.
But it's one of those things where that part of the essence of, and Green Bay, you know, when I first came to Green Bay in the mid-80s, I mean, downtown Broadway, pretty sketchy.
Yeah.
Real sketchy.
Really?
Real sketchy. And then it became kind of cool again, a little bit of a rebirth.
Yep.
And that is kind of the essence, even like Connie's Bar, which is just down the street here, and some of those small little ones
Connie's,
over the years.
Jeez.
But I mean, that was, you know what I mean? That was the essence of Green Bay, those neighborhood bars.
Well, you know, I owned one, Doc's Comedy Club, right on Washington Street. I was in there right in the heyday. It was me and the Oasis, me and Jeff Gels. We were the only ones there.
Oh, no kidding.
And then now Washington Street.
But
and
that, you know, the neighborhood things. Like we had Billy on the other day, Arsenal, from C Street.
Sure.
You know, those Green Bay neighborhood bars, they're hard to find these days.
They are. But once, you know, and then if you don't know the place.
Absolutely,
you look on the, do I want to go in there?
And you go in, it's like not your crowd or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, people look at
back
you
then,
like, what
nobody
are you doing
cared.
Here? No.
Back in the day, it didn't matter. It was like just a place to go.
Wherever you went,
get
buck
away.
50 beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you could sit down, you know, talk to the bartender.
Yep.
Say anything you want, not get in trouble.
Yep.
You know?
Free popcorn, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know. It used to be a different era, but I don't know. Maybe it's better now. Maybe it's,
Well, the whole thing, I'm sure domestic abuse is down.
Not to make fun of domestic abuse.
No, but I can imagine.
I will say this. I knew guys that would work the night shift at Kimberly Clark, or not Kimberly Clark, at
Fort Howard.
Fort Howard.
Yeah.
And they would go to those bars. Yes. And I've talked to people, and I've actually talked to moms or wives of some. That was a tough life for them because the dad would work all night, come home after about three or four Boilermakers, and
just unwind.
Yeah,
just unwind. Yeah, and come home and unwind. Yeah,
that was a whole different lifestyle back then. And I know some kids that grew up with that, and they said it wasn't great sometimes. When dad would come home in the morning. You know, we're going to school, and they come home after having three or four after working all night.
John, you and I come from an era of the absent parent. And, the mom and dad that were working all the time. I don't know if you were, but my mom and dad were working all the time. So I came home from school, made my own dinner. I was a latchkey kid. I really was one of those they talk about. And today, it's a little different. Moms and dads are around.
Well, see, my era, my mom never drove a car.
Oh, she was at home.
At home all the time, cooking, doing whatever, whatever. Yeah.
Did you only eat three times a day? Could you not snack? Were you like that kind of thing? Because we could never snack.
Yeah.
We only ate at lunch.
We didn't have snacks.
There wasn't.
And
there
I don't mean to sound like, in my day. But back I don't remember snacks.
There was saltines. There was a snack.
A thing of Fig Newtons, which I hated.
You lucky.
I
spoiled.
Hated Fig. Nobody liked that. Should not
Come
even
on.
Been invented.
Fig Newtons.
Worst thing ever, ever.
Okay. It is.
Do you happen to know how figs are made?
Is it a
dried prune or something?
It's
an actual fig. A fig's a fig, right?
So in order to become a fig, a bug kind of crawls into it and dies.
Are you serious?
Yes!
Yes.
I heard this. It's all about rejuvenation of bacteria. I really think that's what it is, right?
Really?
Am I
right?
I am not joking.
Yeah. Like, they go in their burrow and they defecate and all that crazy stuff, and it causes the...
No wonder I don't like Fig Newtons.
Fermentation of the fruit.
I'm the one here. Nobody likes Fig Newtons, ever. Yeah. And that's, we would have that or whatever, or an apple or an orange or something. But I mean, now, for like my kids, it was like, here's like four kinds of cookies.
Jeez.
Here's brownie. Here's all this. Here's
God.
Yeah.
It's crazy, the snacks.
Yeah.
I just remember always we had three boys, of course, we're very large.
We had seven.
There was never... leftovers. Ever.
No.
Ever,
no.
Ever,
no. No.
Ever,
no. 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 No.
Ever.
I agree with that totally. Yep. Like my one brother, he worked, so he would come home later, so he would eat after everybody else, and whatever was left, it's just gone.
Okay.
I mean, it's just so it's the same type of thing in that era.
So
it's
what
like
did
no leftovers?
What did Dad do up in Nagano?
Worked in the mines.
He was at the mines.
Underground iron ore miner.
He was.
Yes.
What a great story, John.
Yeah.
We need to delve
All
into
my
that.
Family did.
I love the UP because you go up there and it's like ghost towns.
I know.
Because of the iron ore business up there and the big majestic homes that are just sitting there. I love going into abandoned buildings, by the way.
And my one grandpa got hurt really bad in the mines.
He did.
As disabled for the rest of his life. And that's what led to my grandma being sent to prison. But we'll get into that some other time.
Yeah, wow.
But anyway.
Wow. Hey, Debbie Downer, let's talk about some more cool stuff.
Oh. We got this text here. Patty, what was the name of the piano bar on Friday nights on Adam Street next to the bank building in the 70s? That's before me.
Oh, my God.
Piano bar.
What? Piano bar. It is coming to my brain because I was legally in 1982, so I was going to the bars in 1980.
Well, yeah, your size, you could have gotten in at any age.
And I'd order an amaretto sour.
Is Seth older or younger than you?
Well, are you talking Heath?
I always call him Seth.
Well, he looks like a Seth.
He looks like a Seth.
I'll tell him that.
Okay.
He is actually 5 years younger than me.
He's still your drummer?
Boy. Nope. Oh. Heath went on to, and he was a drummer for 10 years. Great drummer.
You know, I always wanted to be a drummer for you.
Shut up.
Remember that? I thought you wanted
to be a lead singer.
Heath was actually giving me some lessons on drumming.
No way.
Swear to God.
Were you drinking at the time?
Probably.
Well, the brother thing is great. I just don't like being his boss,
Yeah, I could see that.
We're two type A's, and we decided it was better off that,
I can see that. I can see that.
And we're great friends. We still have a band called Third and Short from Larry McCarron.
Oh, my goodness.
And we call it Third and Skirt now.
How
my
many
wife,
years did you do that?
23 years. 23 years, the Larry McCarron show.
And where was that again?
Purcell's across from the airport.
I still remember being at the old QLH and DUZ, and I'd hear you. Yep. I'd be doing a sports thing, and I'd hear you reverberating in the recordings. Across from the airport. Mine on Frank Beckham.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden was not found to have retained classified documents willingly, but in his report,
Special Counsel Robert Hur claimed Biden was an elderly man with a poor memory. In a televised statement, the president responded Thursday.
My memory is not good. My memory is fine. My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen?
Biden also criticizing Israel's actions in Gaza, saying the response to the Hamas invasion has been, quote, over the top. Right now in East Tennessee, a manhunt for a suspect who killed a deputy and injured another during a Thursday traffic stop. Former President Trump, the projected winner of the Nevada caucuses on Thursday. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley was not on the caucus ballot. During a Thursday hearing, the Supreme Court appeared highly skeptical of Colorado's ruling to disqualify former President Trump from the ballot based on a section of the 14th Amendment that prevents insurrectionists from holding office. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw its first ever February tornado Thursday evening. One touchdown near Albany in Greene County and another near Evansville in Rock County. If a tornado warning is declared in your area, get down to the lowest level of your home immediately. Other areas of Wisconsin saw severe thunderstorms and hail. Misinformation is distorting the immigration debate, so says Vina Iyer, who's an immigration law expert. She says the notion that people come to the United States for government benefits is a stubborn misconception.
There are so many laws that actually highly restrict immigrants from getting any type of public benefits or services in our country.
Iyer says the U.S. needs comprehensive fixes to immigration law instead of stricter border enforcement. I'm Nate Wiggehoe, Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be a lot cooler today and still a little on the breezy side. Mostly cloudy, 42 will be our high today with wind out of the southwest at 15 to 25, gusting to 30. Tonight, partly cloudy, 29 tomorrow. Partly cloudy, even cooler, 37 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I love Jennifer Beals, and it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight a guy who kissed her, Peter Moore.
I wish I could say she was madly in love with me, but we starred in the high school musical.
You and I kissed during a play once, Pete, and I will say I didn't really feel a connection.
That was also in The Boyfriend, but that was a different version of The Boyfriend.
That was The Boyfriends.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 8 till 10 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club, located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I saw the Ramones in that place on their last tour.
Oh, wow.
I was doing the club next door, and we just walked next door after our show.
Did you use the old, "We're the Comedians" line? That's a big thing in stand-up. For those of you listening, comics will use that to get in anywhere. Hi, we're the Comedians Next Door.
Yeah, we're the thinking, comics.
Like you're with the FBI or something, but sometimes it works. People are like, oh, that's so cool. Come on
in. Oh, you're a comics. Yeah, come on in.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 8 till 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Sometimes I'm right, and I
Great song, Franco.
Oh, my goodness. Come on.
Great song.
Different strokes for different folks,
absolutely.
Baby. I've done that song in a show.
Have you?
I have.
I like
yes,
it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Frank, introduce our special guest we have here today.
Well, you know, these gentlemen, they're fantastic. They're from Bangladesh, so I'm going to have them introduce themselves as I will probably butcher your name. So first, gentlemen.
I'm Fahim Nafis from Bangladesh.
Get a little bit closer to the mic, sir,
yeah,
Franco.
Yeah, they got to be right on the mic. Fahim?
Hello.
Yeah. Okay. Fahim. Okay. And?
I'm Nafis Ishraq. I'm from Bangladesh as well. Been living here for about 4 years, and before here, yeah. I was in Canada for six.
Canada! You came across the border to America.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Canadians are okay. Let's talk about what's going on. You got this cool, well, it's kind of an invention, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah, I guess.
Tell me about AI and first of all, John, the story and how
Frank, move over a little bit so people can see it.
No,
people
want
to see you.
Me?
Yeah,
hey, there I am on TV.
There
look
you
at
go.
Me. We're on TV. Tell me how you came up with this process and.
And this is like the biggest thing going in the world
AI.
Right now, isn't it?
Yeah.
AI.
I mean,
what's going on with this? Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, I was in my I don't want to name what class, but the professor was taking like ages to take our attendance every day, like 10 minutes from a 1 hour class, and I basically was like, oh man, like if only we could solve the problem. And then I basically came up with the whole concept like in class. And then, yeah, we basically did like research on it. Now we're here.
Wow.
So explain that again. When instead of wasting time taking attendance, what happens now from what you developed?
All right. So let's say the same system got implemented in the same class, right?
Yeah.
Every day, even till now, like he's probably like wasting 10 minutes from a 1 hour class. That's like 25 hours every like per year. You're wasting that.
Yeah.
And students are paying for it. Teachers, they go home, like professors go home, take the attendance manually. But with our system, the students walk in and you don't even need to do anything. It's all going to be like seamlessly the background. Your face is going to get scanned. You don't need to upload your pictures, nothing. All like local on data servers. No privacy concerns. Our algorithms like designed in such a way. It's just going to take your picture that's already stored in the local servers and scan it with your face. Like a mix and match.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you come up with this?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
We are in the presence of really smart people. We are sitting next
How
to people
can we use this?
That are going to be multimillionaires
exactly.
someday.
Okay. Wow.
Let's talk to you, sir. Sure. Tell me about your background, because what is your significance with this program?
Right. So it's interesting. I was in Birmingham, Alabama, doing a sales job over there alongside my school. I was in University of South Alabama. And then one day I come home after work, and then Fahim calls me. He's like, "Dude, I've come up with one of the most coolest ideas ever. You need to come see it." So, like 2 weeks later, I'm in Green Bay working on this project with him, assembling a team, a sales team, programming team, the IT department, everything like that, to just get this ball rolling. With God's grace, I mean, we've gone pretty far.
Okay.
We're very close to selling it to University of South Alabama.
Yep.
We also have tons of industries lined up. Like I said, I mean, it's a really cool automation process, which helps even huge industries to clock in, clock out, meal period system. And like you said, attendance. I mean, our technology has uses in every industry, educational or
that's incredible. And you guys came up with this.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you sit down and start? I mean, for Frank, he sits down and says, "How can I come up with something funny about frosty tip ice cream in Dykesville?" And you guys sit down and say, "How can I come up with something that could be used by every industry in the world?"
Yeah.
What's the process?
Process on like implementing the whole process.
I'm coming up with that idea.
Yeah, basically, I did my research like how far facial recognition, like what's the stage right now?
Yeah.
And yeah, there's like companies out there that's doing it, like the technology like evolved, but we basically have our custom algorithm.
Okay.
So it's not just you get it from like the supermarket and you can just sell it.
Sure.
So you have to like code it. We have like a perfect developers, good team. Hopefully, like we're going to expand our team like very soon. So, yeah, it's all like custom.
What is this Eden you were talking about?
Eden's our custom AI.
That is your custom. Now, you came up with this. Now, when you come up with something custom, you know, the best jokes I say are the ones that are stolen. And I don't mean you're stealing anything, but are you learning this process on how to do this, and then you're taking that and morphing it? Or this is actual you invented, TNT?
It's something like this. Basically, it's going to take like, you use your bank's app, right? Chase Bank. Or
correct.
You have your, there's an AI, like you have a personal assistant within the bank.
Correct.
So it's going to be something similar to that.
Okay.
It's already like, it was out there. It's not AI or anything. AI was out there like since 2010.
Okay.
But people are super scared now for some reason. They're like, oh, the end of the world is here. AI is going to take over. But AI has been there like since 2007,
it 8. Has.
Siri, it's all AI. So yeah, Eden's probably going to take the local data that I said, like it's all going to be on the local servers.
Yep.
Train on like for schools, it's going to train on the students, on the facilities. It's going to know everything about your school.
Okay.
There's nothing like sus going on. Oh, we're going to take over the world.
Yeah.
And so when you go and you're like, oh man, like I don't know where to go. Like new freshman students, they're like, everything's all over the place for like university apps. So they can just go and ask Eden, like, where's the library?
Okay.
Does the library have this book here? Is my professor in his office hour or something? Eden, like, I'm homesick or something. What do I do? Like, anything related to your university, Eden will answer.
Wow.
This is incredible. This is, I'm sorry, but I am still going to say it's kind of scary because it just seems like there's this entity
old,
out there
you're
that,
old.
Yeah, exactly. So it's almost human nature for us who don't know the ins and outs of it to be a little,
That's okay. Changes are scary, but that's how I guess floppy disks were removed. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's talk about sales. Okay, you got this new program that you're going to market. How do you go about marketing something like that and selling that product?
For sure. Fine brought me on board specifically for sales.
Yeah, I can tell you're the one with the suit on.
Yeah, he's got that look. He's got that sales
he's
look.
He's got the sales look,
I worked in sales. I have a really good network over there. And then before that, I was in a fraternity. So I have absolute killers of salespeople under me. So I appointed about 3 people that I knew was the most confident, could talk the best, and told them to go out and talk to the professors, talk to the deans. And I mean, they work, man. Without them, we wouldn't have been as far as we are today.
Sure.
They went ahead, talked to their teachers, used their connections, and got us as far as we are today.
Do you guys have a patent on this?
We're on the process of getting the patent, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, okay, for the sales gentlemen, if you had 2 guys come in today, I was one of them, Frank was the other for 1 sales position, who would you hire?
we
got a hesitation.
Are you guys before retirement age? when do you retire?
How's your 401k and your pension? I've only got about 6 months left to go.
You know, being a young person and in this industry, very competitive because it seems like this is a startup, you know, like a big time startup. Are you looking for capital or is that something that you guys are all set for to invest?
We are looking for capital, but at the same time, we have like more than what we need for the beginning stage.
I got $5,000 right now. I'm just kidding.
maybe. I don't know, but
nobody likes a bragger, Frank.
Okay.
But we can get the ball rolling, but down the road, 100%. Like we have some few vices, but we'll get you on board.
You get me involved? Sweet.
I would think people would want to jump on this.
Ground up, baby.
Absolutely.
You know, these guys have me sold already, and I just met them.
Unbelievable.
So you go to UWGB, correct?
Yes.
And what is your major?
Finance.
Finance. Yeah. Bingo, baby. I don't know if you know this, but I was a UWGB guy, John.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah, 1986. Yeah. Communications.
Ah, how'd that work out for you?
As you can tell, I'm on the radio with you,
baby.
Okay. Hey, doing okay.
That says it
doing
all.
Okay. So, being that are you both full-time university students?
I'm a full-time university.
When do you graduate?
This fall.
This fall.
Yeah.
And from Lawrence, right?
From Lawrence.
And you graduate when?
In 2 more years.
2 more years. So basically, this is your part-time job, right?
Something like that, yeah. We're going to make it work.
You are going to make it work. I got to tell you, this is amazing.
Amazing. Let me ask you this. When you grew up in Bangladesh, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was raised in Bangladesh.
What emphasis do they have on computer skills, math skills, science skills compared to what you see in the United
States?
That's
a great question.
To be very honest, like, the skills there are very underrated. People there, like, they're super skilled. But with just a little bit of, like, resources and stuff, they could be changing the world. And I feel like most of the super highly skilled engineers, they all come, like, to U.S., Canada and stuff. So,
well,
yeah,
is one of the things that the language issue, maybe?
Yeah, language issue. I'm pretty sure,
language. When you, let's talk to you because you're in sales. Your vernacular is amazing. Your accent. How long did it take you to be able to, I guess, talk as good as you do? I mean, because think about when you were a kid.
With no accent
with
whatsoever.
No accent.
When did
you learn English? How old were you?
Right. So I think I came to Canada when I was 15.
Okay.
So I still had a pretty bad accent when I first came.
Okay.
But I quickly learned, I mean, you need to fix your dialect. You need to fix your accent in order to sell, in order to excel in business. So, I spent the rest of my time being in Canada and U.S. just trying to learn how to speak a little bit better. How to talk a little bit better, how to sell a little bit better.
Yeah, and it's not so much the accent. What I was talking about is kind of your understanding and you know, comprehension of a different language. I speak a little Spanish, a little French, comme ci, comme ça.
Did you like that? Hey, I did not know that.
That means so-so.
Wow.
Yeah, I speak Scottish and Irish, too.
I speak English and Youper.
You pick Youper.
Hey, you want to go have a sauna today? Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's very important as a salesperson, you know, this is probably going to go worldwide, don't you think, guys? What do you think?
Yeah.
That's the goal.
I think this is going to be like bigger than big. Pretty soon, the NSA and FBI are going to be calling you guys. Hey, we need some help, buddy.
Yeah.
What is your dream? What's the ultimate?
Yeah, what's the ultimate?
I see us like in warehouses fixing, reducing their cost. Making like the industries efficient.
Yep.
And even with universities, there's so many ways they're going to save money. Like, it's like all nerdy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, there's people in Title IV and stuff where you have to pay scholarships. If students don't show up, the university needs to pay for them. So with our, you can like highlight those students, classify them. They're going to be saving tons of money over the years. So, I see like down the road, we're in like apartments. You know the modern apartment complexes where you have to like put your key fob? And I don't know about you, but most of the time I'll forget my key fob and I'll lock myself out. I'll probably have to like call my and like buzz me in, and so yeah, like with our facial recognition, it's all gonna be like solved.
And is that gonna be foolproof in regards to somebody? Because everybody wants to steal somebody's identity or whatever, identity theft. Will this be basically as close to foolproof as you could find?
Yeah, it's all going to be like on the local servers. Nothing's going to get exported to anywhere.
You know, what I like about what you guys are talking about is practicality uses of this. Because we always think the extreme. Like you're going to take somebody's eyeball and put it up to the screen like in the science fiction movies to get in, you know, to lock stuff.
Yeah.
But this is it. Now we're talking about facial recognition a little bit and your AI. But when somebody, is it 13 points on your face? How many points is it now? When they do facial recognition, I mean, isn't that with how they do that or no?
Like that, way more than that. But here's the thing, like down the road, like if we don't do it, someone else will. Like that's
correct.
The future.
Correct.
Even when I was a kid, every movie I watched about the future was flying cars.
Yeah.
And no one took their keys and, you know, like, you know, they just walked through the door. So it's all going to be like one day.
I love it. You guys are amazing. Yes. What an honor to have you both here. And I just can't wait to see. I'm just going to tag along for the ride and watch where this goes. And I'm going to say, hey, 5 years ago, we had those two people on the cover of Time magazine in our studio.
Are you guys too cool to be like on Facebook and stuff? Can I like you? Is that like for old people?
Oh, yeah, I'm on Facebook.
You are? I'm going to like you, okay? Is that cool? Maybe they'll like me back. What do you think?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
You think I'm...
And we still didn't get an answer on who he had hired between you or me.
Yeah, he's not going to answer.
You're not
that.
Leaving until you tell us. Who'd you hire, me or him, for sales?
Come on, sales.
Both people.
Yay! You know
and
what?
They're diplomatic.
That's a way
gentlemen,
to do it.
Thank you
this
so
was
very much
amazing.
For being here. This is so exciting. It's incredible.
Thank you guys are awesome.
And congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow. Mine are the Mayor Show. Frank filling in. Back with more right after this.
Each day through my window, I watch her as she passes by. I say to myself.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Peach Wabba, Peach Wabba, Peach Wabba, Peach Wabba.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor Show. The mayor has today up. Frank Hermans is capably filling in. How much cooler are those guys than us? How can you take human beings that are so much smarter than other human beings?
Well, they think outside the box. That's exactly what the young man did there. He thought of something that needs to, you know, happen that makes it more, you know, effective. Yeah. And he thought of that.
He found a practical use.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I've come up with a lot of inventions, but they're not practical.
Can you name them?
No, I can't.
Really?
No.
Yeah. My brother Mike has like a couple patents.
Does he? In what?
He's in the cheese industry. He works for Belgioso. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but they get to keep them all. They're called, what are those things called when you invent something at work that it's called a non-proprietary?
Proprietary?
Proprietary. Okay. Because he did it there.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Kind of cool.
I'd like to work at Belgioso.
Would you?
Yeah. Get me a job there.
I could.
Doing something.
They got a lot of Parmesan there.
I would like to do that.
They store a lot of Parmesan.
Do they let you take some home once in a while? For the effort?
I get Parmesan cheese every Christmas.
Do you really?
Yes.
Nice.
And it lasts a long time.
Give me some.
Would you?
I would take
it. Okay. Well, I'm all about it. I also like Asagio.
Oh, big fan of the Asagio.
Yeah.
Big fan.
They do
what
a good
else
job.
They got?
Well, they got lots of, they're, you know.
They got Gouda.
I believe they're the biggest mozzarella producer in the world.
Nothing better than old Mott's.
You know?
Oh, hot Mott's is unbelievable.
I tell you what.
Oh, you gotta hook me up.
Well, they're Italian.
Huh? I think they're Southern, though. Italian.
Well.
They're a little more excitable than us
like
Northern
this,
ones.
We're a little calmer. Italian there.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, so anyway, that was really great having them here. We got Mark Houston coming up from Bell and Sports Medicine. A bunch to talk to him about. We got Julie Baranek coming from Super Day Restaurant. She's bringing in, I believe, 3 or 4 different types of soup, which is a very big thing going on right now. Part of the proceeds from that is going towards the NEW Community Shelter, of course, the homeless shelter, where our great friend Jim Schmidt is one of the main people there.
Yeah.
We got Christy and Dennis Peters coming up later for the weekend. What's going on in the area? Where are you guys at the Meyer this week?
We're at the Meyer Theater this weekend. We had a show last night. So tonight, tomorrow, 7:30, Meyer Theater, 2.5 Belgians. And then on Valentine's Day, we're going to be down south in Manitowoc. The Capital Civic Center. Folks, you got to see the show. It's hilarious. It's a great show. You know, it's my 25th season.
Unreal. How many shows?
Well,
how many different topics or whatever?
149 shows I've written.
That's what I was asking.
Yeah.
100, and that's unbelievable.
In 25 years, I've written 149
that's
different shows.
That's mind-boggling.
I don't even remember some of them.
How do you do it?
I don't know.
Got a text here, John. Lots of summer help at Belgioso.
Yeah.
Belgioso. Belgioso. $24 an hour. I would do
they
that.
They pay well there.
I will do that. This summer, I will do that. Hook me up, somebody. I'm doing it.
My son, Austin.
Although, you know, I worked at a dairy one time, and it didn't end well.
Why?
It was in Phoenix, Arizona. I was going to summer school at ASU.
Were you, like, serving dairy products?
No. One of my job was to take the spoiled milk
that
was brought back and dump it in a vat.
Nice.
That was my job all night long, overnight job.
Wow.
Okay?
Did you take a pull of that smell?
Oh, it was beyond belief. Couldn't
horrible.
Eat, never ate, you know what I mean? You, just, you know, you take the cart and you'd smash it against the side of this big thing. And,
okay.
You know, and I didn't pay a lot of attention to things.
No, you didn't.
And there are some crates of some other stuff that was like cottage cheese or some other stuff. And I said, that probably has to go in there too. And the boss came back and he goes, how did a case of this get here? He goes, you didn't put any of that in there, did you? I'm like, no. Said, wow, good thing. The whole thing will be ruined.
Was that your last day?
I put in like four cases. Then they found out that the whole thing was ruined. It's like, who was on this? Yeah, that was my last day.
Oh.
Yeah, for $2 an hour.
$2 back then, man. Big money.
Yeah.
Big money.
You know, it's enough to go to Jack in the Box. Remember Jack in the Box?
I do.
Oh,
I still go there when I travel.
Are there still Jack in the Boxes?
Jack in the Box is still around down south.
You know what?
Down south and to the west.
Yep, down south to the west. Yep.
Okay, it was Jack in the Box was big, and pop stores are called pop stores. We would go and buy soda. Okay. And then the other one was Circle K's,
Circle K's
is making a big comeback here in Wisconsin.
Yep. There's some new ones up here. I've been to Circle K's many times. And the Steak and Shake.
What we were just talking about that. Yeah. McCarron and I, whenever we were on the road, would go to a Steak and Shake, like in Ohio or Illinois or Indiana.
Yeah.
We've never seen them in Wisconsin.
You know, someone has to own the rights to this steak.
Are they still even a thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've seen them.
All right.
I don't know how great they are anymore. You know, you don't see anymore.
I used to love them.
Ponderosa Steakhouses.
Oh, man. When we'd come to Green Bay for
there is only one left in Wisconsin.
There is a Ponderosa Steakhouse.
One left. It's in the Dells.
Although I don't know if it was Ponderosa on Military.
Yes.
Every Sunday morning, we'd come down for the Packer games.
Yeah.
That's where I thought that was the coolest thing. It was it's like, are you serious? Like, I'm going to watch this guy cook my steak.
Yes.
And then I can have this big baked potato.
Yes.
And then I can have any kind of pie I want.
Any kind you want.
I can have as many little cartons of chocolate milk as I want.
It was the first salad bar. Wasn't it like the first?
Probably it's the first one I've ever been to. Loved Ponderosa.
And the steak was actually pretty good.
But the steak was great.
Wasn't bad.
Oh, my gosh. And then we'd stop. On the way back, we'd stop in Wasaki at the Wasaki Bowl that have a big smorgasbord.
Wasaki!
It's the first time I ever had sauerkraut.
Wow.
Not a fan.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really? Living in the UP first time?
It's not a big sauerkraut place up there. It's not.
No.
Not compared to Wisconsin.
You know, it's a German thing.
It is. Not a lot of Germans up there.
No, there's not. You have a lot of Italians up there.
And Finn.
You know, my first wife
Italians
was from the UP. She was Italian.
Oh. Yeah. How did that go?
Spicy. Let's just say.
Yeah, spicy. Bet. So anyway.
Yeah.
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
Then we got Mark Cusick.
You know, about salad bars, apparently the first one ever was founded in 1951. At Stevens Point, Wisconsin, at Sky Club Supper Club.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Michelle McCormick is doing this phenomenal series on Supper Clubs.
Yeah, Supper
it is
Clubs.
So
yep,
good.
Yep,
her series is unbelievable.
Yep.
And Two Rivers had a Mahout's, which
Mahout's
was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some around here that have closed. Yep. And I hope every one of those stays alive. There's something about a supper club that and that salad. I could live on a salad bar.
You sit down, you'd have your drinks, you order at the bar, and then you sit down. And oh my goodness! It's a way of life, and it's a way of life that's slowly going away.
I know it, and that's why whatever ones are still alive, I want to support them.
Yeah, yeah.
To keep them rocking.
I eat a lot, John.
Do you?
I do.
You stay in good shape though.
Well, like I burn a lot
just from being on stage.
No, I work out. Yeah,
do you?
I do, John.
Okay,
4 times a week.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I have a physical trainer.
Do you really?
I do.
Jim has one, too.
He does. You can't tell.
Must not be doing a good job.
I'm just kidding, Jim.
I think
Jim.
Jim's putting on. Well, Jim struggled with the very first thing, to do a lunge, and he kept falling over.
His trainer's going to be here Monday.
Oh, really?
His trainer's going to be here?
Yeah, it's going to be here Monday.
Jim on camera, do some lunges, and see if he can stand up or if he falls over.
I can't wait to see that.
Yes, weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. Absolutely. So give me a little something heading into our break here before we bring in Mark Husett from Bell and Sports Medicine. Give me a little one of your songs as our bumper music heading into a break.
You got it right now.
Oh, by the way, wait. Our boy Big Wayne Stiegelman texted in. Can you read that about the figs?
Yes. So it wasn't the figs. He said, where to go? Foraging bees regurgitate nectar to house bees to store as honey.
And do they do that in figs?
No, that's just how honey's made. Figs, figs are wasps dying in there.
Whoa! I didn't know there were wasps.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. How can I be sure?
Is this one of your songs?
Yeah.
Good, give me more.
When a thing is possibly changing, how can I be sure?
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show Friday at 8 a.m. when Sandy Williams and I will be joined in the studio by United States Senator Ron Johnson. I'm Earl Ingram.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.